And Joe, what's happening up Scranton way?
It's cold.
Jesus. Yes. Yeah.
The wind chill was plus 14.
Plus 14. Ours is 21 wind chill.
I got a lot of praying to do.
Thank you.
The air temperature is 24, but when the wind kicks up to 30 miles an hour, it goes close to zero.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So yesterday, I put up all my Christmas decorations outside.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah,
because would be so proud.
Yeah, well, you know, I figured today wouldn't be the day because they'd be blown away.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because would be so proud.
I got a lot of praying to do.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is F. Episode Big Fatty, where's the calendar? Here it is right here. Episode 3864 of the BFO for Monday the 28th of November 2022. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the big Spanksgiving weekend. Big Fatty! Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your coal miners today, because for those of you who are not retired, Big Fatty, that doesn't leave many that listen to this. We'll call it a little show. Y'all, you got to go back to the coal mine today. And y'all, God love you. Keep on working. I need my Social Security, Big Fatty. Y'all, even as a, I will say this, even as a retiree, being out of routine for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, y'all, it's felt like each of those days was a Sunday, and, it's just, you know, I'm just kind of out of my cycle, Big Fatty. Are you going through the change? Well, I don't know about that, but I do know about this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 28th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person and his other half, y'all, they've been big supporters of the little show and of Pride 48, and y'all, they made a trip to Upchuck years ago. Y'all, they were the very first listeners to the little show. You know, I'm not counting Vader or anybody like that. Big Fatty, that's good, because he doesn't listen. Well, that's true. But y'all, he and his partner were the very first two people that are listeners to visit the villa. Y'all, I wasn't even moved in. And when they came to visit, and or I had just moved in. I don't remember exactly what the situation was, but I don't think I moved in yet. But y'all, I am talking about none other than Rob 2. Big Fatty, we love the Robs and Rob 2, it's true. And y'all, I think they've just recently moved into a new their own little villa, or maybe it's a big villa, I don't know. But y'all, if you see Rob 1, or I don't see Rob 2 on the social medias, but Rob 1's on there. So y'all, if you see Rob 1 or Rob 2 on the Twitty, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, baby!
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Big Fatty, we've got the crema weekend recap. It's true. We're in the holidays now, so you get the Crema weekend recap music. Yes, we've had it. It sounds lovely. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. But y'all, I recorded that prior to going to the Spanksgiving dinner. That the Nip and I were invited to by our friends. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Y'all, I got up that Thursday morning and started making my strawberry cobbler. And y'all, I wasn't sure it was going to come out okay or not, but had it for dessert at the Spanksgiving feast, and y'all, everybody seemed to like it, so did something right. Yes, Big Fatty, unbelievable. But y'all, there were seven of us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, there were seven of us. Y'all, there must have been enough food for 25 people. And y'all, we had tom turkey and ham and dressing and green beans, not the green bean casserole. These were good green beans. Green beans and mashed potatoes and gravy and collards and squash casserole and a pineapple cheese casserole and sweet potatoes cooked with pineapple and... Oh gosh, what else? There was several other things too. Y'all, it was too much. Oh, and with cornbread and Parker House rolls, you had your choice. Big Fatty. And then for dessert, we had the strawberry cobbler and cheesecake. And wine was a flowing. And but it was very, very good. I just let you know, I've kept up on my nipple walks over the holiday weekend. Y'all, I got a count on Wednesday, I think. I counted how many houses had the crema decorations. It was 54, so that's the day before Thanksgiving. I counted them again on the day after Thanksgiving, and y'all had gone to 79. And y'all, Sunday morning, I went out and counted again, and y'all, 129. So, and I'm sure others have put theirs up on Sunday afternoon, because y'all, it's been hot. I'm almost ready to turn the air conditioning back on. It's so warm here. But anyway, y'all, let's see, and y'all had basically a normal day. There was no Friday at Fatty's this week. We just all taking a break. Since Big Fatty didn't have to prepare for Friday at Fatty's, y'all had time for when this happened.
Mystery day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman. Yes, I know. Y'all, my 35-year-old gentleman caller came by. Y'all, I've seen more. I told him, I said, I've seen more of you in the past month than I've seen, you know, now that he lives about 20 miles away than I did when he lived just 5-minute drive from the villa. But y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, since there was no fright at Fatty's, y'all, old Veda and the Jaw stopped by for an eggnog. The Nip was here. Y'all had a nice little visit with them. It was a quiet evening. Y'all got up on Saturday morning, and y'all, I had ordered me a new boxed bedspread. It's not like a sham or a duvet or anything like that. It looks like it's boxed on the sides and goes all the way to the floor. Yes, Big Fatty, very grandmotherly. Well, yes, it is. But y'all, it's gray, and it came, and I had to wash it before I put it on the bed, but anyway, did that. Ended up washing some clothes and all on Saturday, and y'all, I decided I need a little project. So y'all, I'm starting to go through a chest of drawers I have in the closet here in the studio, and y'all, I'm just culling. I'm culling, if you will. And y'all, there was a lot of old paper bills in there, so I spent I don't know how long, just shredding them up, you know, get rid of it. And y'all, so now I've got a whole half a drawer that I can put other kind of shit in. Big Fatty! And y'all, then, you know, I think I mentioned to you that Olive had been saying that his computer was getting kind of slow. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I believe he renamed it Uncle Joe. It's moving kind of slow. And so, y'all, he asked me if I would order him a new IMAX computer. And, y'all, they had the Friday sale going on. So, y'all, I ordered in just the basic IMAX computer. y'all, I put it on my Apple Snack card, because that'll give 3% off the price, which I'll, you know, that'll save him. I think it'll save him about somewhere between $40 and $45. And y'all, then if you bought an IMAX, you got a $150 gift card. Once it ships, they'll send you that electronically. And I told him, I said, we'll use that to buy the Apple Snack Kaya for 3 years, and you're basically gonna get that for free. And y'all, he was quite pleased with that. And I watched a lot of the sports ball. If you'll just take a moment, my good friends Jerry and Rick up there in the Penis Slivania, y'all, they are big Clemson fans, and y'all, Saturday was the big game of the year. It was the South Carolina Clemson game, the Palmetto Bowl, they call it. And y'all, they were playing at the Clemson, and the South Kakalaki beat them 31-30. So y'all, please keep Jerry and Rick in your thoughts. They're going through a difficult time because of this, I'm sure. But y'all then watched some more sports ball Saturday night and all. Y'all, I was in the bed before sometime between 9 and 9:15, and y'all, I didn't wake up Sunday morning until about 7:15. So y'all, I got a good night's sleep Saturday night, and then y'all, Sunday, got up, had my breakfast. Had to curtail the nipple walk some, because I had to get ready and get my share and all, because the Nip and Durwood and I, y'all, we were going to the Dear Evan Hansen And y'all, I had no idea what this show was about. All I knew is that it was a cute boy that had his arm in a sling. I mean, in a cast. And y'all, it's kind of heavy. It's twists and turns and all of this kind of stuff. And y'all, I thought the acting in the first half was a little subdued, but in the second half, man alive, they were. Ooh, it was good. And the singing was all wonderful. And y'all, technically the show was magnificent. I really enjoyed it. So if you haven't seen that Dear Evan Hansen, go and see that, y'all. And one thing, they were raising money for Broadway Kaya's equity or something about fighting AIDS on Equity Fights AIDS or something like that. They were encouraging people to donate to that and everything. And y'all, one of the fundraisers they were doing there is that the cast for that show that Evan Hansen wore in the first half, they all signed it, and they were going to auction it off to the highest bidder. After the show was over, you just had to go to the girl that had the cast and make a bid. And so, y'all, we didn't do that. But, y'all, we had a big old bag of popcorn. And, y'all, then after that was over, y'all, we came back here to the villa. And, y'all, you know, the new Crema lights that I got, and I got the cheap hanger things, and I think I mentioned that one of them was already falling down. Well, y'all, a couple of them had started falling down. It just you know, made in China. So, y'all, afterwards, Durwood was fixing a little thing on my back door with the locking mechanism. And, y'all, it was, and so the Nip and I pulled out the step ladder, and y'all, I got up there and started putting hooks into the eaves, and so that the lights could hang on that, because y'all, I didn't want to, you know, they were just going to continue to fall, so I knew I was going to have to do it. And Durwood had a drill that I used to start the holes for the hooks and everything. And so, y'all, it didn't take long. The Nip helped me with the hooks. And, y'all, they're all hanging up nicely and all now. And so I'm very pleased with that. And, y'all, I think, now I'm not 100% sure. Oh, and, y'all, I recorded the LFC with old Beta. So, y'all, go over there and have a listen to that. And, y'all, that pretty much was my Spanksgiving weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, did you follow Moose P over there on the Twitty? Y'all, he may have put it on the Face Space also, or the Metaspace. Y'all, he took little movies of his Crema decorations inside and out. Y'all, I'm telling you, Moose P does it right. Y'all, I'm sure we'll have one coming from Walnut Hills also. Yes, Big Fatty, has Father Knows Best played yet? I don't know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumar Show, and Francie.
Because I would be so proud.
I got a lot of praying to do.
Oh, Big Fatty needs a lot of prayers. Francie, and I am proud. Do you have your decorations up?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.